Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Ellidge. Let's get into it. With us right now, Adam Hamadash. You are the CEO and founder of Formula Digital. Adam, you're found on the web at thisisformula.com and also scoreplan.ai, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Adam, it's great to have you.
Thanks for having me, Josh. Great to be here.
Absolutely. Hey, before we get going, I understand you're going to be going to a pretty cool event here shortly. You mind telling us what you do when you're not at work and this event that you have coming up?
Yeah, sure. So on Friday, I'm going to Dublin. So I live in just outside of London in the UK. I'm going to Dublin to do HYROX. So if you're unfamiliar with HYROX, it's like a fitness competition. Basically, it's just torture for 90 minutes and then you have a beer afterwards. So that's what I'll be doing this weekend.
So it's kind of like a, and I'm trying to think of the equivalent that we'll have, kind of these, I think the one that I volunteered at was it's called a Tough Mudder. There's just, they have a bunch of just ridiculous obstacles during the course. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, kind of similar. So it's more kind of functional fitness. So you'll be pushing a sled, you'll be throwing wall balls, you'll be doing 80 meters of burpees, which is about as disastrous as it sounds. It's good fun, at least when you finish.
Why did you get into this?
Just through my gym. Just started, saw some guys doing it, and it's got really popular now. I think you have to join a wait list to get tickets. So managed to grab some for Dublin. So flying over there on Friday.
Did you have, I remember one of the greatest weeks in elementary school is when we had obstacle course week in gym class and just how fun that, I mean, it really was fun. It's fun for kids. It's fun for adults as well. Well, good luck on your torture.
Thank you.
Adam, talk about the work that you do. What is Formula?
Yeah, sure. So Formula, we're a digital growth agency based in the UK. We work specifically in the hospitality sector. We've been trading now for just coming up to 13 years. So been at it for a long time. And really what we do is to help hotel brands mainly to drive growth. So that might be driving accommodation growth, occupancy, might be about driving more direct booking. So they don't have to pay 18, 20% to booking.com and Expedia, which is obviously a big chunk of their costs. Or it could be more wedding inquiries. So we do that through primarily around SEO or search engine optimization, and it's most typically known. But obviously today, AI search is growing in enormous volumes. So what we do is really help brands get visible and get recommended by AI tools.
Yeah. All right. So lots to unpack here. How does one optimize for AI versus SEO strategy in the past? Now, can I just share with you too, an observation? I'll be honest, I don't think we've really ever been, we've really never dominated from an SEO perspective. It was okay. But I'll tell you what, for whatever reason, I get way more booked calls from AI recommending us. So I'm like, I don't know, whatever we were doing historically was working, was right. But whatever we did was right. So I'm curious for you to let me know what we were probably doing.
Well, I mean, I can't say exactly, but what's changed is, so first of all, let's unpack this. SEO, as it's sort of most traditionally known, stands for obviously search engine optimization. And I think that phrase in itself is almost becoming like the Kleenex of the genericalization of that term. So it's not really SEO is the kind of catch-all term now, but it sort of goes beyond search engines now to include ChatGPT, Google's AI Mode, Perplexity, Claude, all of these things. So SEO is kind of used first and foremost as a very broad term. There's about sort of I always liken it to a like a recording studio, and if you sort of sat there behind the glass and you've got about 200 different dials that you can twizzle to make the music sound great. SEO is a bit like that. So understanding which dials to actually twizzle so that you can get the best result. Put more simply, really, it's kind of the basics, making sure that you've got total consistency in terms of your name, your address, your phone number across all manner of directory listings. Reputation is becoming increasingly important. So how you are perceived online. So obviously in the world of hotels, that's quite simple with sites like TripAdvisor or Google, making sure you've got a really solid online reputation. But also more increasingly now, it's the technical stuff. So it's the technical, you can run a simple technical site audit on your own website and identify things like, some of the jargon that you perhaps might not be familiar with, like your meta descriptions, your meta titles, your H1 header tags, all of these things sort of not particularly well known beyond the sort of the technical industry. But these things are now incredibly important at whether or not AI tools like ChatGPT will actually recommend your business. So I would suspect in your case, I think you've got probably got a really solid foundation. If AI is picking you up now, sounds like you're doing a lot right.
We've been around for a while, and I think that is also helpful, that we have a legitimate reputation, even though maybe we didn't really master some of the SEO games, as it was. So this is probably good news for those who have just been really good stewards within their industry. But Adam, what other things couldn't we be doing so that we could be, and again, whether it's hospitality, or maybe a consultancy or an agency owner that might be listening. What are other best practices to maybe get more inbound recommendations from the various AI platforms?
Sure. So I would say have a look at your structured data. So schema is a sort of a way of basically structuring the coding of the website so it can be easily read by machines. So in my world where we work in hospitality, you can have beautiful imagery, you can have a really high converting website, but actually, if the website's a bit of a dog's dinner in the back end in terms of how it's coded, it's not going to get picked up. So structured data is really, really important way of making sure that you're getting picked up by those AI tools. And obviously, the phrase, content is king has been around for some time now, and that's particularly true in the world of SEO. Now it used to be a case of, you used to pick your keywords. Hey, I want to rank for that particular keyword, and I'm going to create a blog about that particular topic. Now it's much more that, so it used to be sort of very kind of, okay, here's my focus. Let's create some content and publish that on a website. And over time, you might see your visibility and your traffic rise. Now, kind of Google and the other AI tools are kind of got far wiser to that. So it's now much more about topical authority. So if you take every conceivable concept around your topic and creating content that's interlinked across your website, that's really going to make a big difference and will impact whether or not AI recommends you or not.
So you work specifically in hospitality. Tell me more about some of the trends that you've been observing over the past year in particular. I mean, obviously AI is a huge one. Anything else that's notable in the hospitality and hotel industry?
So I think probably the big news only a couple of weeks ago was that ChatGPT has sort of become sort of open source for it's now going to become a sort of an app store, if you like. And the they've allowed 10 apps as a starting point to be kind of founding apps, and two of those are Expedia and Booking.com. And what that means is that customers, when they're searching for their hotels, it will mean that they can book directly within the interface of ChatGPT. So we know that these platforms are being used for inspiration. Hey, find me a hotel that has this. I need parking. I need spa. I need a gym. I'd like it to be overlooking something or other, whatever it is. You can put all these things into, in a conversational prompt. Now it's going to give you the ability to actually book directly through that platform. So that's a big shift. I would say probably the biggest shift that we are seeing is the usage of AI in actually, finding their hotel. So traditionally, we would expect customers would, or the guests would start Googling, and then Expedia's path to purchase report, which they released admittedly a couple of years ago, said that on average customers spend 100 they visit 141 pages of content in the 45 days before making a purchase decision. Now,
Oh my
obviously,
gosh.
I know, right? There's a lot of content, a lot of work to actually book your stay. And that makes sense if you're booking like a holiday or a vacation or a honeymoon, for example, not necessarily for a one night stay. But what we are seeing is that people are taking their sweet time in finding the right property and the right hotel that's right for them, understandably so. AI just reduces that time. It's going to give you the inspiration that you need. And you think about Google's AI mode, for example. If you use Chrome, if you have a Gmail account, it now knows your purchase behavior. It now knows your browsing behavior. So it's going to make recommendations that are best suited to your preferences and your behaviors. So I think that process of actually finding and choosing hotels is the biggest trend that we're seeing at the moment.
All right, Adam, let's share what is it that so what you do specifically, and let's encourage someone who might be listening to us right now if they could benefit, and like who you work with in hospitality, like who your typical point person is, and then what that engagement looks like.
Yeah, so we tend to work with independent hotel brands. We've got a thing around our business being working with independent brands, not global corporations like Marriott or Hilton. We want to work with the smaller guys that are doing some really interesting and exciting things in the business. But I think probably most notably about my business is that we made the decision earlier this year to limit our capacity. We only work with 20 clients at a time, and that allows us to be super selective about who we work with and make sure that we do the best possible work. And actually, recently we just launched our new software plan called Score Plan, which ultimately gives customers the ability for free to see their own AI visibility score and get a whole recommendation list. Basically, one score, one plan to improve their visibility on AI. So that we're getting some great feedback from that.
Yeah, your website. So you go to Score Plan. What happens at scoreplan.ai? And again, when this is publishing now, just so you know, I know you're working on some evolutions as we're recording this right now. But as this airs now toward the end of December, w someone goes to scoreplan.ai, what do they see?
Yeah, so they'll explain see a quick sort of landing page that explains how it all works. You punch in your website URL, and then you can get a free score. So it basically it crawls your website, takes a couple of minutes because it's really in depth, but then from there you'll get a one score that assesses all manner about 13 different points that ultimately impact your visibility on traditional search, but also AI tools, and then a sort of one plan list of recommendations that you can see, and that's all completely free. And it also provides a whole load of sort of summaries, so de-jargoning some of the technical stuff, very sort of layman's terms explainers on how they can actually go ahead and implement those recommendations.
Yeah. The website, scoreplan.ai. And then when someone goes to thisisformula.com, how do they connect with you?
Yeah, you can use a contact form there, or by all means, drop me an email, adam@thisisformula.com, or I'm very active on LinkedIn too,
Yeah.
which you can contact me that way.
Yeah, you're a great follow on LinkedIn. Adam Hamadash, again, your website is thisisformula.com and scoreplan.ai, of which you are the founder and CEO. Adam, it's been a great conversation. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your Pod Verified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.